Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
IU football assistant defensive coordinator and defensive line coach Mark Hagan spoke to us earlier in the week.
That's been good. Always trying to develop depth. You know, we kind of hung our hat on playing a lot of guys last year. And, you know, we've had some guys nicked up in camp so far, but that just gives more opportunities to the guys beneath them, especially the freshmen. So far, so good. There's always going to be a guy that maybe goes down and it's next man up. So that's what we're all about. We've got a deep roster of guys, and there's a lot of opportunities for the guys below.
Coach Hagan is also impressed how Greg Gooch is adapting to a new position.
Just a toughness and attention to detail. You're talking about a guy that's been a linebacker his whole life, and then he gets moved to weak side defensive end a year ago, and each week he got better and better. And now he's settled in. He's comfortable playing the position, and he's a great leader to boot. So you add all those things together, we're expecting a big year out of Greg.
But the leader of that defensive line is another senior, Nate Hoff.
Well, Nate's, you know, arguably was our top player a year ago, and we're expecting him to do the same thing this year. You know, a lot of what he does goes unseen at times. I mean, he's a hammer right in the middle of our defense. He's very powerful. He knocks people back. And like I say, sometimes he's an unsung hero in there. He takes on two, sometimes three guys, and now a Tigre Scales and Chris Covington is unblocked and able to make plays. I'd say a couple of the young guys that have done a really good job so far is a guy like Juan Harris. Now, he's a step ahead of the other freshmen because he came in January, but that's the upside of being able to come in mid-year like that. He's had a really good camp so far. And then the other guy I would say is Alan Stallings. He only played a little bit last year for us. I think the light's starting to shine a little bit brighter for him. And we need Alan to step up and be a strong player for us.
Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
We've been waiting for this day for a while. Guys have been working really hard, you know, since the end of last year, the returners and the new players. So a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement. Now that this part of that only anxiousness is kind of behind us, we got to get to work and getting this group put together. Early in the first, you know, activities today, yes, we saw some signs with the new players, and the returners have come back pretty sharp. We have to always evaluate when we're finally in the big space, because that's the game. So we have to get there and got to do it sooner or later. We'll get into scrimmaging on this afternoon to get them into a full 11 so we can see it in action.
And the unquestioned leader of the 2017 Hoosiers will be defender Grant Lillard.
Grant is really developed into a really nice leader for this team, and the fact that he's played, you know, 3 years in a central location in the spine of the field, he'll be pivotal. His ability to connect with the younger players, I think, is really where he's grown each year, and he's really excited. And you know, this group's been really close of being right where we want to be when it comes to titles, and so they're hungry. This might be as hungry a group as I've seen, and there's a bit of a, you know, that excitement, but I think they look around the room and go, okay, there's some really good pieces here to help us maybe get over that hump, and that's what is exciting for all of us.
Todd Yakeley begins his eighth season with a top 10 recruiting class, a top 10 preseason ranking, and a very busy exhibition schedule that starts Monday, hosting Xavier at Armstrong Stadium, followed by a trip to Grand Park in Westfield on Thursday to take on Louisville, and they wrap up their exhibition season Saturday in Fort Wayne against the Duke Blue Devils. The Hoosiers kick off their 2017 season at the Mike Berticelli Invitational at Notre Dame in 2 weekends. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.